We're going to turn the corner now, off Govan Road, left into Pacific Quay.
Creative Clyde is the name given to this redeveloped area of former shipyards, which is now a collaborative partnership involving Scottish Enterprise, Glasgow City Council, Creative Scotland, BBC Scotland, University of Glasgow, the Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre, STV, Raise the Roof Productions, Glasgow School of Art, Glasgow Chamber of Commerce, Film City Glasgow and Glasgow Science Centre.
You can see a Creative Clyde sign on our left with a map of some of the organisations based here. As we round the corner, we'll walk west for a wee bit with a great view of Film City in front of us. We're walking along the side of the Hub office building, which contains many creative businesses, including the Digital Design Studio, or DDS.
A part education, part commercial arm of Glasgow School of Art, one of the projects pioneered by the DDS, is ultra-fine detail 3D mapping of objects, which include ancient buildings and monuments such as Roslyn Chapel in Midlothian outside Edinburgh and Mount Rushmore in the US. They've also created the most detailed 3D model of a human head, which you can explore every part of.
Turn right at the corner of the Hub and walk north towards the Canting Basin, and then keep going along the basin towards the Silver Science Centre buildings in front of us. The Canting Basin forms the stage for Glasgow-based performing arts company Cryptic's spectacular sound-to-sea extravaganza, where all the action takes place on the water in boats.
Part of Festival 2014, celebrating arts and music as part of the Commonwealth Games culture programme, sound-to-sea combines folk, rock, indie dance, Bhangra pop, classical, traditional, opera and choral musicians performing on boats. The show includes explosive effects by Walk the Plank, a theatre company specialising in pyrotechnics. There are also aerial dance performances by the group All or Nothing and ships sailed by the Royal Navy. The live show happens on the 1st and 2nd of August 2014 and is live streamed by Inner Ear. A recording will be available to watch on demand from Cryptic's website.
Walk along past the northwest corner of the Hub by the entrance to the cafe. If it's open, you can pop in here for a cuppa or to use the toilets.
Pause by the lamppost on the corner for a great view across the Canton Basin.
Keep walking along the side of the basin towards the Science Centre, past the side of the BIP Solutions building.
Ronnie tells us that this area is
what's left of Princess Dock, now the site of the Creative Clyde cluster, the Science Centre Tower, and we have the first thing we see of that is a piece of water, now known as the Canting Basin, which was the mouth of the Princess Dock that allowed ships coming in off the Clyde to turn, take their place on the dock, discharge their cargo, have new cargoes put on them, and to make a speedy turn around and get back to business on the open sea.
We're at the end of the pathway now, so let's walk around the bulging curves of the impressive IMAX building, beside the little moat surrounding it.
Glasgow Science Centre, which dates from 2001, is a purpose-built science centre composed of three elaborate and skyline-defining buildings. The Science Mall, a very curved, shiny building, the IMAX Cinema and the Glasgow Tower.
The IMAX Cinema has 370 seats and a massive screen measuring 25 metres wide by 18.9 metres tall and shows 2D and 3D films.
The titanium-clad, crescent-shaped structure of the Science Mall resembles the canted hull of a ship as a response to the canting basin it sits next to, where boats loaded and unloaded, as Ronnie told us, and they had marine life growth removed from their hulls. The Science Mall has over 250 exhibits, a science show theatre and a planetarium.
The Glasgow Tower was designed to be the tallest freely rotating structure in the world, but such a dynamic design is not without problems and it has been closed most of the time. It will reopen for Festival 2014, however. Check GlasgowScienceCentre.org for information about everything happening at the centre.
Here's a sign proclaiming Scotland's largest screen. The IMAX is operated for the Science Centre by Cineworld, who have a large cinema complex on Renfrew Street, which is the world's tallest cinema. You can learn more about that in the Walking Head Cinema City Treasure Hunt Tour.
We're next to the entrance to the Glasgow Science Centre now, which is well worth a visit if it's open and if you have time to spare. The exhibits inside include the story of Dolly the Sheep, the world's first animal clone, who was born in Scotland in 1996.
The gates here have physical formulas on them describing force and speed. Keep walking down towards the river path.
This whole area on the south side of the river was the location for the Glasgow Garden Festival, which took place in 1988 on Govan's Plantation Quay and reclaimed land from what was the Prince's Dock Basin.
The Glasgow Garden Festival was one of five that took place around the UK and the only one in Scotland. It was the first event of its kind to take place in Glasgow since the Empire Exhibition in 1938. And marked the centenary of the International Exhibition of Science, Art and Industry of 1888.
Garden Festival attracted well over 4 million visitors and was a precursor to Glasgow's 1990 European City of Culture status.